Last year, Plantation Democratic Representative Katie Edwards filed a similar measure that gave judges the flexibility to sentence a person below the mandatory minimum sentence for trafficking prescription drugs. She claimed it differentiated addicts from actual traffickers, but the bill died on the House floor. Edwards says this year's measure is exactly the same, except it no longer contains the judicial discretion provision.
What we're doing is looking at raising those thresholds to what's actually taking place frontline with law enforcement and being able to sentence these individuals based on different pill amounts. So, for example, we would not be looking at sentencing an individual to 3 years in state prison for possession of 7 hydrocodone pills. That amount would be raised to, I believe, it's 30 pills now.
But Keystone Heights Republican Representative Charles Van Zandt, who co-sponsored last year's bill, says this new measure goes against everything he believes in and will do nothing to stop the drug trafficking that occurs on the street.
I voted for Representative's bill last year because I believe that did something. But I am not in favor of raising the bar from 4 grams to 14 grams. I think that is really overreaching the top, and I'm just not prepared to be that liberal with the street trafficking of drugs, whether they're prescription or cocaine, hashish, whatever.
The bill passed the House Criminal Justice Subcommittee with Van Zandt as the lone dissenting vote. And there's a similar measure moving through the Senate authored by Fleming Island Republican Senator Rob Bradley. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.